Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Have you ever been involved in a census? In Australia, the country where Bible Adventures are produced, census forms need to be filled out on a certain night every 5 years. Everyone in the country fills in pages of details about their lives. Over the following year, these facts and figures are studied to help people in government to plan for future service needs. In today's Bible Adventure, a Roman emperor called for a registration of all the citizens in his empire, including the defeated territories he governed. To keep track of the citizens and their tax payments, they were required to register in the place where their ancestors had lived. This requirement led to a lot of disruption in the lives of some people, especially if they had to travel some distance to the place where they had to register. When people tell you that the Bible is full of myths and legends, don't believe them. The fact that the birth of the Lord Jesus occurred has been verified in many ways. The Roman emperor at the time was called Caesar Augustus. Archaeological evidence of this census was found in another part of the massive Roman kingdom. It was dated in 8 BC there. Some people believe this census took place in Israel in 5 BC because it happened before King Herod died the following year. Mary and her husband Joseph were both from the house of David, and thus they had to travel to Bethlehem to take part in the census. This trip wasn't a good time for Mary to be traveling, as the special baby she was expecting was soon to be born. Jewish people have a great understanding of the religious festivals mentioned in the Bible and believe that Jesus was born on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This timing would make Jesus' birth occur sometime either in September or October. This is worked out from when the old priest Zechariah was serving in his division in the temple and the angel Gabriel spoke to him there. The angel also told Mary that her barren cousin Elizabeth was at that stage 6 months pregnant. The date traditionally celebrated for Christ's birthday is the 25th of December. However, this date is midwinter in the Israel region and unlikely to be correct. Even if the climate in those days was milder than it is today, snow still would have covered the ground. Mary certainly would have been riding a donkey through such conditions. Neither would shepherds be watching their flocks of sheep out on the hillsides. If this tabernacle festival date is correct, Jerusalem and Bethlehem would have been crowded with visitors for this mandatory feast. Does it matter if we celebrate Jesus' date of birth at the end of the calendar year? Those who love the Lord Jesus worship him every day of the year, so it doesn't matter. Sometimes a person will say that nowhere in the scripture are we commanded to remember the Lord Jesus' birthday. This is true. Jesus was the greatest man who ever walked the earth. It seems uncaring and disrespectful not to give him the praise and adoration he deserves on the public holiday set aside to remember him.
Comfortable, Mary, dear?
Yes, but somewhat tired.
I'm awfully sorry, Mary, but there's nothing I can do. Tomorrow, though, we shall arrive in Bethlehem.
Where will we stay when we get there?
I hadn't thought especially about that, but I suppose we can find shelter in an inn. Surely we'll find someone who'll take us in, especially when they see your condition. Oh, it's a smaller town than I expected.
But so many people.
Like we, they are probably come to be registered. How do you feel, Mary, my dear?
Tired. And the event is very near.
Perhaps you'd better rest in the shade while I search for someone we know and a place to stay.
No, Joseph, we will go together.
Well, the street is narrow. Certainly we will find someone we know.
We will both watch the crowds for a familiar face.
Yeah, I've been trying to remember the writings of Micah. Seems I remember that he foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
He will be born here, Joseph, in a few hours.
That home? It's rather large. Surely they can find a place for us, a place where the Son of God can be born. I'll go inquire. I'll be right back.
A place to stay? Oh, Oh, not here, my man. We're already filled up with friends and acquaintances. You, a stranger? Not a chance.
But my wife is with child, and her time is short.
No.
Not a chance, mister.
But my wife is...
I don't care what or who your wife is. I said no.
No, absolutely no.
There's an inn. Certainly they'll have room. I'll get a room and be right back. No. No rooms at the inn. We'll have to continue on down the street. Certainly we'll find some place. We have to. We've been from one end of the town to the other, and no place to stay.
We must not lose faith, Joseph, for the Son of God is soon to be born. God will find us a place.
Yes. Yes. I believe that, Mary. I think we'd better go back to that inn. Certainly it is the most likely place.
And I told you, every room, every corner, and... Is this your wife?
Yes, sir.
Well, how soon will it be?
Very soon, sir.
Well, in that case, we'll have to find a room. But they're all taken. Not one vacancy in the halls and storage rooms and... Well, the only place I can think of is... Well, there's an empty manger in the stable. I have straw and blankets and...
We'll take it. And thank you, keeper. There, Mary dear. Straw and blankets. Are you comfortable?
Of course, Joseph. Joseph. Joseph, hold my hands. Hold them tight. Joseph. Joseph, the word of the Lord, of the God of Israel, is...
Born in a stable with beasts of the field. A Son of God. What mighty love for man he must have to leave the majesty of heaven and come down here and take on the form of man in a place like this.
Love divine. Jesus. Blessed Jesus.
When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, Joseph must have sensed an urgency to find a suitable place for the baby to be born. Mary was sure it would happen in the next few hours. When no place was found quickly, Joseph's patience must have been tempted. Where could they go? Didn't God have this detail under control for them? Do you ever have a time pressure put upon you? Something must be done quickly? This is the time when frustrations rise and tempers can erupt. How can we deal with frustration? We shouldn't be surprised by getting frustrated because we live in a fallen world and obstacles to our plans can arise quite regularly. When we accept frustration is a part of everyday life, we can learn how to be more positive about it. There's a big difference between being frustrated in a desire to do good and irritation because you're not getting your own way. We must recognize that many of our problems don't have a human solution. We must take them all to God. Here's our promise from Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Many years ago, a missionary named Mr. Gobat worked among the people of the mountains of Lebanon and Syria. One day, a messenger from a heathen chief came to him, begging him to go to the chief and tell him about the religion of Jesus Christ. This was good news for the missionary, so he sent word that he would come back and visit in a few days. But the very next day, Mr. Gobat became sick and he couldn't go. The chief sent another messenger with a more earnest invitation. The missionary said he would go the next day and made preparations for the journey. But as he was leaving his home the next morning, a letter came saying the ship he had booked to travel on was leaving the following day at midday. Would Mr. Gobat have time to visit the chief with the gospel and be back to catch his boat for another planned trip? The messenger said that if they set off at once, Mr. Gobat would be able to spend the night with the chief and still reach the ship in time if he left early the next day. The journey took them through the forest and over a mountain. At one of the villages on the way, they were delayed several hours to help someone in need. Then they lost their way, and it began to get dark. The guide said that if they went on, they could reach the chief's village by midnight, but the path was dangerous to travel by night. The missionary's heart was burning with a desire to tell the chief about Jesus Christ, so he said, "Let us trust in God and go on." As they walked carefully along the mountain road, the moon arose to give them light. They saw a hyena in their path. The guides chased it away, but refused to go any further. They resolved to go back to the village that they had just passed and spend the rest of the night there. The chief's messenger said that if they set out very early the next morning, there would still be time to visit the chief before returning to board the ship, so they returned to the village. But instead of getting up very early, they all overslept, as they were very tired. Mr. Gobat was very disappointed. He'd wanted to tell the chief about Christ. He hurried back down the mountain and reached his ship just in time. He felt discouraged at the lost opportunity. Later he heard that the chief wasn't at all interested in hearing about the Lord Jesus, but in fact had been planning to kill him instead. However, when the chief heard the wonderful way in which the wicked plan had been overthrown, he became convinced that the God of the missionary was stronger than his own gods. This belief led to the conversion of the chief to trust in Jesus. No matter what, God is able to bring good out of seemingly frustrating situations. When the innkeeper saw Mary's condition of starting in labor, he helped Mary and Joseph settle into a clean stall in his stable. How very far the Son of God had stooped to leave his magnificent home in glory to arrive into our world in a smelly animal barn. What amazing humility Jesus showed. By the time Jesus was born, he'd fulfilled a number of Old Testament prophecies. God gave a promise in the Garden of Eden that a Messiah would come to defeat Satan and that he would come to earth as a baby. Jesus was a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In Genesis chapter 49, an elderly and almost blind Jacob called his 12 sons together to bless them before he died. He said that the descendants of Judah would always rule. Jesus was a descendant of King David, and in the future he would reign forever and ever in the eternal kingdom of God. In Isaiah chapter 7, God himself gave a sign about the coming Messiah. Jesus would be born a virgin, or a woman who has not had sexual relations with a man, and he would be called Emmanuel. This sign is recorded in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Now all this happened in order to make come true that what the Lord had said through the prophet, a virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. A prophet called Micah lived at the same time as the prophet Isaiah. Micah's book is now in the Minor Prophets section of the Old Testament. In chapter 5, God promised a ruler from a small Judean town called Bethlehem Ephratah. This town is just a short distance south of Jerusalem, and that is where the Savior of the world was born, soon after his mother Mary and stepfather Joseph arrived there after traveling from Nazareth. They had to register there, as Caesar Augustus had demanded. Do you accept that Jesus was God's chosen Messiah to deal with human sin? Although there was no room in the inn when he was born, we need to make room for him in our hearts every day. We can do this by seeking his will for our lives after we have confessed our sins and our mistakes to him and asking his forgiveness. Make your peace with him today. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again, and the website, bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is